أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The previous surah, Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned about certain sins, various types of sins, amassing wealth, etc. And the punishments of that were mentioned for the year after. And however, in this surah now, Surah Fil, for certain types of sin, and that was to abolish and destroy the Kaaba Sharif, Allah mentions the punishments that come in this world also. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala warns us of those punishments of our wrongdoings that will come in the year after. May Allah protect us, forgive us all. And otherwise, even the punishment that comes in this world. So all of us, we have to be very considerate and concerned that all our actions must be corrected. Otherwise, the consequences can affect us here in this world and in the year after. The surah, Suratul Fil, explains the occasion when Abraha, a king, wanted to destroy the Kaaba Sharif because he wanted people to come to a Kaaba which he had built, and it was getting no recognition from anyone. And he was jealous that everyone goes to the Kaaba Sharif in Makkah Sharif and nobody comes to his Kaaba. So for that, he had prepared a very huge, strong army with elephants to come and destroy the Kaaba Sharif. However, when he had approached, and this incident took place just over a year before the birth of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was a famous occasion known to all the Arabs, especially the people of Makkah. So when he had approached nearby, Allah tabaruk ta'ala had sent a flock of birds, small little birds with pebbles in their beaks and under their wings. And the small birds with even the much smaller pebbles in their beaks and under their wings came over them and just dropped these pebbles, which worked in such a way that totally destroyed and annihilated this whole big huge army of Abraha. So we see here that Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah is manifesting it. And this was also paving the way for the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so that the people of Makkah could also take heed and bring Iman and not become an hindrance and block the way for Deen to spread. But that they also realize the Qudrat of Allah, and from this house of Allah, the Baytullah, which is Hudal Linnas, a place of Hidayat for the whole of mankind. And from here that Hidayat must spread, and there should be no blockages, and nobody should put obstacles in the way of Deen spreading. So this was a indication to them also that they should observe the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala also, and that we protect ourselves and we do not go against the deen of Allah Ta'ala in any way. It is also narrated that on this occasion Abdul Muttalib took his goats, etc., and went away into the mountains to look after them, and said that I am responsible for my belongings. Allah will look after his house himself. And Allah had shown that in which a great way Allah manifested his Qudrat, and how Allah Ta'ala protected the Kaaba Sharif. From here, we all should take a lesson that we must never become a hindrance in the deen of Allah, the propagation of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That it must always be given the priority, and at least the least bit that we can do is that we do not become in any way obstacles in promoting, in the propagation and in the spread of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all hidayat and accept us for his deen, and for the efforts for hidayat to become widespread in the whole world and spread completely and perfectly, and that he saves us that from being a hindrance in any way in the deen being established and spread. May Allah accept from us, protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.